The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.triangleReadingService.org and click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. And just a quick word here, we do have a review by Roy Dix of the play Bent that's offered by the Justice Theater Project. It's playing the audio-described performance on this coming up Sunday. That would be February 18th. They do have pairs of free tickets for people who use the audio-described service. And there's one ticket for you, one ticket for your driver. Anyway, the upcoming plays. For starters, we have Xanadu at Meredith College's Jones Auditorium. That's on Saturday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. Little Shop of Horrors at Raleigh Little Theater, Sunday, February 18th, 3 p.m. And then Bent at Justice Theater Project. That's on Sunday, February 18th, also at 3 p.m. Once again, there are pairs of free tickets available for Bent. You simply call 919-264-7089. And once again, that's 919-264-7089. And simply make your reservation, because you do need to make a reservation to be able to take advantage of the free tickets. Next is Tartuffe at Playmakers Repertory Company. That's Tuesday, February 20th at 7:30 p.m. And then Hairspray at North Carolina State University's Stewart Theater, Friday, February 23rd, 7:30. Scraps, The Ragtime Girl of Oz, at Applause Youth Theater in Cary. That's on February 25th. Which is a Sunday at 3 p.m. Phantom of the Opera at Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 10th at 8:30 p.m. Next is Wizard of Oz at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. That's in Raleigh. That's on Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Beanstalk the Musical at Raleigh Little Theater is Sunday, March 25th, 5 p.m. The Color Purple at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, April 7th at 8 p.m. Leaving Eden at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill. That's on Tuesday, April 10th, 7:30 p.m. Harvey at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater. And that's in Raleigh, Friday, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. King Charles III at Burning Coal on Sunday, April 15th, 7:30 p.m. Sense and Sensibility at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville, Thursday, April 19th, 7:30 p.m. Bright Star at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Saturday, April 21st, 2 p.m. And finally, on our list here is Alice in Wonderland at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. Moving over to the movies here, for starters, the theaters in our area that offer movies with audio description, North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh at 4150 Main at North Hills Street, Briar Creek Stadium, also in Raleigh, at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive. Crossroads Stadium 20 in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue, and that's in the section known as Crossroads. Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive, White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner at 1205 Timber Drive East, and finally in Greensboro is the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 North Line Avenue. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You simply call the number I'll be giving you in a moment and then follow the menu prompts, and you'll be able to find out what the show times are for the various movies. You want to call 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And I have tried this, and it does work. Moving along here, this is a listing of the movies that are currently playing in the local theaters with audio description. 12 Strong, rated R. It's playing at Briar Creek, at Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. Black Panther, rated PG-13, is playing at all of those theaters except the Greensboro Grand. Coco, rated PG-13, is playing only at Crossroads in Cary. Den of Thieves, rated R, is playing at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. Early Man, rated PG, is playing at Briar Creek, Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, White Oak, and Greensboro Grand. That's basically everything except for the Timberline in Chapel Hill. 50 Shades Freed, rated R, is playing at all of those theaters. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, is rated PG-13, still playing at all of those theaters. Lady Bird, rated R, it's playing at the Greensboro Grand. Maze Runner, The Death Cure, rated PG-13, is playing at all of those theaters. Molly's Game, rated R, is playing at the Crossroads in Cary. Paddington 2, rated PG, plays at the Crossroads, at North Hills, and at White Oak. Peter Rabbit, rated PG, plays at all these theaters except the Greensboro Grand. Proud Mary, rated R, plays only at the Greensboro Grand. My apologies on that. Proud Mary actually is playing at the Briar Creek and White Oak. Phantom Thread, rated R, is playing only at the Greensboro Grand. Star Wars The Last Jedi, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads, at North Hills, at White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. The 1517 to Paris, rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters except the Greensboro Grand. The Commuter, rated PG-13, plays at Briar Creek, White Oak, and the Greensboro Grand. The Greatest Showman, rated PG, plays at all of those theaters. The Post, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. The Shape of Water, rated R, plays at Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and the Greensboro Grand. 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, rated PG, plays only at Beaver Creek. And Winchester, The House That Ghosts Built. It's not rated, and it plays everywhere except the Timberline. Now, there, just to bring you up to date here, we have reviews in our podcasts of 12 Strong, Coco, Den of Thieves, 50 Shades Freed, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, Lady Bird, Maze Runner, the Death Cure, Molly's Game, Paddington 2, Phantom Thread, Star Wars The Last Jedi, The Commuter, The Greatest Showman, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. We'll be getting reviews of the other ones as they come in, so feel free to check back with us on that. Meanwhile, here's a little bit of preview information on the newest releases, that is, the ones that I've not given preview information on previously. For starters, we have Black Panther. It's a 2018 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics character of the same name. It's produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. It's the 18th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film is directed by Ryan Coogler from a screenplay by him and Joe Robert Cole, and stars Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, a.k.a. the Black Panther, alongside Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, Martin Freeman, Daniel Kaluuya, Letitia Wright, Winston Duke, Angela Bassett, Forrest Whitaker, and Andy Serkis. In Black Panther, T'Challa returns home as King of Wakanda, but finds his sovereignty challenged by a longtime adversary in a conflict that has global consequences. Early Man is a 2018 British stop-motion animated adventure comedy film directed by Nick Park, written by Mark Burton and James Higginson, starring the voices of Eddie Redmayne, Tom Hiddleston, Maisie Williams, and Timothy Spall. In the Stone Age, when prehistoric creatures and cavemen roamed the earth, Chief Bobnar, voiced by Timothy Spall, is the leader of a small tribe living in a valley where they hunt rabbits. One night, Chief Bobnar's tribe is driven out of their valley home by a Bronze Age army led by Lord Nuth, voiced by Tom Hiddleston, who claims that the Age of Stone is over and that the Age of Bronze has begun. They are forced to live in the volcanic badlands outside it. Lady Bird is a 2017 American comedy-drama film written and directed by Greta Gerwig and starring Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf, Tracy Letts, Lucas Hedges, Timothy Chalamet, Beanie Feldstein, Stephen McKinley Henderson, and Lois Smith. Set in Sacramento, California, it is a coming-of-age story for a high school senior, played by Ronan, and her turbulent relationship with her mother, played by Metcalf. Molly's Game is a 2017 American crime drama film written and directed by Aaron Sorkin in his directorial debut, based on the memoir Molly's Game, From Hollywood's Elite to Wall Street's Billionaire Boys Club, My High-Stakes Adventure in the World of Underground Poker, by Molly Bloom. It stars Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, Kevin Costner, Michael Cera, Brian D'Arcy James, Chris O'Dowd, Bill Camp, Graham Greene, Claire Rankin, Joe Keery, and Jeremy Strong. The film follows Bloom, played by Chastain, who becomes the target of an FBI investigation of the underground poker empire she runs for Hollywood celebrities, athletes, business tycoons, and ultimately the Russian mob. Peter Rabbit is a 2018 3D live-action CGI animated adventure comedy film directed by Will Gluck from a screenplay by Gluck and Rob Lieber, based on the stories of the character of the same name written by Beatrix Potter. The film features voice roles played by James Gordon, Daisy Ridley, Margot Robbie, and Elizabeth Debicki, and live-action roles played by Domhnall Gleeson, Rose Byrne, and Sam Neill. The 1517 to Paris is a 2018 American biographical drama film produced and directed by Clint Eastwood and written by Dorothy Bleiskal, based on the autobiography, The 517 to Paris, The True Story of a Terrorist, a Train, and Three Americans, by Jeffrey E. Stern, Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, and Alec Skarlatos. The film stars Stone, Sadler, and Skarlatos as themselves, and follows the trio as they stop the 2015 Thalys train attack. Judy Greer and Jenna Fischer also star. These three American friends are among those confronting a terrorist aboard a train bound for Paris. The title refers to the time the train departed from Amsterdam Central Station. Winchester, also known as Winchester, the house that ghosts built, is a 2018 supernatural horror film directed by Michael and Peter Spierig and written by the Spierigs and Tom Vaughan. The film stars Helen Mirren as heiress Sarah Winchester with Jason Clarke and Sarah Snook, and follows Winchester as she is haunted by spirits inside her San Jose mansion in 1906. Sarah Winchester is the widow of famed gun manufacturer William Winchester. Her husband's sudden death and the previous death of their child Annie have left her in severe grief. Having received more than $20 million in inheritance gained from her husband's business, Winchester convinces herself she is cursed by the ghosts of those who died at the hands of Winchester firearms. After seeking advice from a medium, Winchester begins building an enormous, seemingly never-ending mansion in San Jose, California, that would eventually be named the Winchester Mystery House. The house is under constant construction, and Sarah's relative, Marion Marriott, lives in the house with her son Henry. At night, Henry is possessed by a mysterious entity. And now a closer look at the plays. Once again, we have Xanadu at Meredith College's Jones Auditorium on Saturday, February 18th at 7:30 p.m. Xanadu follows the journey of a magical and beautiful Greek muse, Kira, that's K-I-R-A, who descends from the heavens of Mount Olympus to Venice Beach, California in 1980 on a quest to inspire a struggling artist, Sonny, to achieve the greatest artistic creation of all time, the first roller disco. Hey, it's 1980. But when Kira falls into forbidden love with the mortal Sonny, her jealous sisters take advantage of the situation and chaos abounds. This hilarious roller skating musical adventure about following your dreams despite the limitations others set for you rolls along to the original hit score composed by pop rock legends Jeff Lynne and John Farrar and includes Magic All Over the World, Suddenly I'm Alive, Evil Woman, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Xanadu, to name a few, and is based on the Universal Pictures cult classic movie of the same title, which starred Olivia Newton-John and Grace Kelly. It's hilarity on wheels for adults, children, and anyone who has ever wanted to feel inspired, as one of Broadway's master storytellers, Douglas Carter Bean, weaves a moving, electrifying tale of endless fun that will keep you in stitches, while the original, legendary, chart-topping tunes lift you out of your seat. You'll want to keep the music in your head and Xanadu in your heart forever. Tickets for adults are $10, non-Meredith students and seniors are $5, and you get your tickets at the box office. And Meredith students and faculty and staff are admitted free of charge. And that's Xanadu at Meredith College's Jones Auditorium on Saturday, April 17th, 7:30 p.m. Little Shop of Horrors at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, February 18th, 3 p.m. in the Canty V. Sutton Theater. It is reserved seating. The meek floral assistant Seymour Krelborn stumbles across a new breed of plant that he names Audrey II, after his co-worker crush. This foul-mouthed, R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Krelborn, as long as he keeps feeding it blood. Over time, though, Seymour discovers Audrey II's out-of-this-world origins and intent toward global domination. The book and lyrics are by Howard Ashman, with music by Alan Menken, based on the film by Roger Corman, with a screenplay by Charles Griffith. This production is directed by Patrick Torres. Tickets, including taxes, for adults are $28. Students and seniors are $24. And seniors are 62 and up. Students are through college. The number to call at the RLT box office is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Bent at Justice Theater Project also plays on Sunday, February 18th. It's 3 p.m. The play is by Martin Sherman. It's directed by Joel Rainey and produced by Jerry Sipp. This show is rated NC-17 and intended for adult audiences, and is produced at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ at 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. In 1934 Berlin, on the eve of the Nazi incursion, Max, a grifter, and his lover, Rudy, are recovering from a night of debauchery with an SS trooper. The soldiers burst into the apartment, that's two soldiers, rather, burst into the apartment and slit their guest's throat, beginning a nightmare odyssey through Nazi Germany. Ranked lower on the human scale than Jews, the men, as avowed homosexuals, flee. Desperate and on the run, Max asks his own discreetly homosexual Uncle Freddy for help, as the older man offers little more than suggestions on how to live, as he does, practicing homosexuality on the side. Attempting their escape, Rudy is beaten to death as Horst, another homosexual prisoner, warns Max to deny his lover. Taken to a death camp at Dachau, Max and Horst, branded with the pink triangle, hope to survive with each other for comfort and courage, but it is not to be. Richard Gere created the role of Max on Broadway, and this play was nominated in 1980 for the Tony Award for Best Play, and it's also been named among the 10 most influential post-war British plays by the UK Guardian. Tickets are $22 and $15. There are free pairs of tickets available, one for you and one for your driver. You must make a reservation in order to get these. The number to call is 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Next up is Tartuffe at Playmakers Repertory Company. The audio-described performance is Tuesday, February 20th at 7:30 p.m. This is Molière's Tartuffe. It's been adapted by David Ball, and it is in rotating repertory with The Christians. Directed by Sahim Ali, it's a comedy of religious proportions. The man of the house has lost his mind. He has been blinded by the counterfeit zeal of a penniless scoundrel who fully intends to make off with his wife, his livelihood, and probably the kitchen sink. This modern interpretation of Molière's most popular play is as intense and incisive as the day it was written, and just as entertaining. Theater's most devout con man returns to Playmakers after 25 years. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. It's a regional premiere of this adaptation. The New York Times declares it glorious from the first scene. And, of course, the age recommendation, due to adult situations, they are recommending this show for ages 14 and up. The runtime is 100 minutes, that's an hour and 40 minutes, without intermission. Tickets start at $15. In fact, that is the price of tickets on the night of the audio described performance. You can call the box office for reservations at 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. Then next is Hairspray at North Carolina State University's Stewart Theater. It plays on Friday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. with book by Mark O'Donnell and Thomas Meehan, music by Mark Shaman, lyrics by Scott Whitman and Mark Shaman. This will be directed by John McElwee, who is retiring at the end of this year, by the way. Change is in the air. It's 1962 in Baltimore, and Tracy Turnblad, the lovable plus-size teen, has only one desire, to dance on the popular Corny Collins show. When her dream comes true, Tracy is transformed from social outcast to sudden star. She must use her newfound power to dethrone the reigning teen queen, win the affections of heartthrob Link Larkin, and integrate a TV network, all without denting her hairdo. Hairspray, winner of 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, is a family-friendly musical, piled bouffant high with laughter, romance, and delirious tuneful songs, based on the New Line Cinema film written and directed by John Waters. Tickets are $27, $25 for seniors, $23 for NCSU faculty and staff, $17 for non-NCSU students, $10 for NCSU students. By phone, you can call 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. And I'm going to sneak in a quick mention, just to round out February's listings, of Scraps, the Ragtime Girl of Oz, at Applause Youth Theater in Cary. And this is on February 25th at 3 p.m. It's written by V. Glasgow Cost and inspired by L. Frank Baum, he who wrote The Wizard of Oz. It's at the Cary Arts Center. Made of a patchwork quilt brought to life, Scraps intends to go her own way until she happens onto an adventure that broadens her understanding of herself and the world around. Tickets are $10 at the box office. And then there's the biggie that's happening early in March, on March 10th, a Saturday at 8:30 p.m. The worldwide phenomenon returns. Cameron Mackintosh's spectacular new production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera returns to Durham, and this is at the Durham Performing Arts Center, as part of a brand new North American tour. And, of course, we'll have more information about that in the next program. Meanwhile, I'm Kurt Benrud. Thank you for tuning in to Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Hope you had a good time listening, and perhaps we'll bump into each other at the theater.